I'm bored. I don't wanna play another round of chess. I keep losing. It's not fun when I lose. No, I don't want you to let me win either. Okay, look. It's not a real win if you let me win. I don't know, like... A sleep schedule's really fucked, huh? What time is it? Summertime, it's our vacation. Oh my god, it's almost 4. It's almost 4 a.m. No, I don't feel really sleepy or anything. I mean, I took a nap earlier, so... Yeah. But I feel like every time I start telling someone that, like, I'm not sleepy yet, I start to feel tired. So... The reverse psychology my brain has on me, honestly. Like, pulling on me? I don't fucking know. I don't know how to English. Well, we're almost done with quarantine, that's for sure. Yeah, just 3 more days, huh? And we'll be out of here. Woo! Are you looking forward to it? Or do you enjoy staying in this hotel so much that you never want to leave? Look, I don't blame you if you want to stay. I mean, think about it. It's been kind of like a staycation, almost. Like, just the two of us in this fancy, luxurious hotel subsidized by the government. This huge bed, such comfy sheets and pillows. Yeah, I think the only downside is that they don't have a tub. Paid. We bought those bath bombs for nothing. Yeah, that serve us good deodorant though. Well, yeah, like air fresheners, kind of. What did I tell you? The moment I tell someone, the moment I say that, like, what, I'm not sleepy, I immediately feel sleepy. It's a curse. It's a curse. Hey. Hey. What? I like being close to you. I like being, like, real close to you. Let me get even closer. Like, super close to you. Okay, I'll back off. Kiss me. You know, part of me is scared of, like, leaving here. I don't know. Because, well, we've essentially been, like, tucked away from, like, the entire world, you know? For what? Like, in the past 2 weeks? And kind of, like, integrating back into society is, like, scary. Do you feel? Kind of? It's like, shit, you know? I am no longer going to be confined to these four walls. I'm gonna be able to, like, move around freely and see so many people when, you know, the past 2 weeks, the only person I've seen is you. I mean, not that, like, you know, there's anything wrong with it, it's just... I don't know. It feels like a dream. I'm just getting comfy. It'll be fine. I know it'll be fine. Like, I'm really just, like, fussing over nothing, really. But, yeah. I don't know. Thinking about it just makes me kind of nervous. Oh well, nothing I can do about it. Whatever. Yeah. Look, it's still, like, lingering in, like, the back of my mind, okay? Like, I can't help it. But it's not as if, like, you know, dwelling on it is gonna, like, make anything different, right? Yeah, constant worrying. Let's go. Let's go. Such jazzy music. It's nice though. It's really chill. Wait, look at the tags on, like, the video. Like, the recommended tags. It says jazz live. Recently uploaded. Listenable. Like, what does that mean? What is considered listenable? Lo-fi beats? Ghibli music? Dang. Cozy coffee shop ambience. Minecraft comp 1, 2, and 3. Dude, it's 5 fucking hours, bitch. Dang. Do they just mean, like, just, like, chill? Why couldn't they just put chill? What is this? But seriously, what has been your highlight of the quarantine so far? Wow, you're so fucking cheesy, you know that? Ew, disgusting. I'm lactose intolerant. I do not accept such a cheesy answer. Ew. I'm joking. I mean, of course I'd be the highlight of your quarantine. I mean, I'm literally the highlight of your life. I mean, I think it's, like, pushing it a little bit, but, like, honestly... No, that's what you get for saying such a fucking cheesy-ass answer that only fuels, like, my narcissism, okay? Like, you asked for it. Oh, sorry, I was spacing out. Hidden in the clouds. Okay, what? The same question? Watching a whole bunch of like Pixar movies. Okay, look, you're the highlight of like almost every fucking thing, okay? Like, let Pixar win for once. Not me supporting Disney. Oh my god. We live in this society. This capitalist world. Okay, no. I mean, watching new Pixar movies as well as, you know, rewatching like older ones. Like, kind of like, how should I say, increase my appreciation for them. Right? Like, rewatching like Incredibles and like watching the sequel for it, you know, it's like I never realized how like adult the themes were. Because, like, you know how, like, as a kid, like, you watch it and you're just like, oh, look at that, it's a bunch of superheroes fighting, like, this big giant robot, that's a bunch of superheroes fighting this other robot thing, this invention, you know? When there's, like, so much politics behind it, like, how, like, yeah, like, basically, should the existence of supers, like, you know, like, should they be super in like a world that is like filled with like normalcy, you know, and like thinking about like how what do you call it, why can't I say it now, but like you get what I mean, right? Like what is it, what are the words that I'm trying to find? Like, yeah, exactly, it's like the whole politics shit. It's like, you know, of course, you know, they're, like, villains and everything, and, like, these supers can, like, stop them. But they're also creating a lot of damage and causing a lot of injuries to, like, the city, to, like, the citizens and everything. And, you know, one of, like, the scenes that really, like, struck me the most was, like, you know, in the beginning of, like, Incredibles, when Mr. Incredible literally, like, saved someone who was attempting suicide? And, you know, how like he got sued because the guy was just like, I was trying to die and now I have like this shitty fucking brace around my neck. And I was thinking about it and I was just like, oh my god, you know, like if I were to attempt, because I depression things, but like okay jokes aside, but like, you know, if I were to attempt and I was to be like saved but left with like an injury that like greatly inconvenienced me, I would hate it. Because like, you know, it takes a lot of like nerve to actually like commit. Do you get what I mean? And the worst thing that like, you know, a person who's attempting could feel is that they take the leap, they actually do it, and they wake up in the same, in like a hospital, you know? And like, I don't know, it's a dicey subject, I know. It's just that, how should I say, I just think it would suck. I feel like we've gone very deep. Like, okay, but like, you know, Incredibles aside, rewatching up, like the whole Merit Life montage between Carl and Ellie, so cute, so sweet. Like, I loved it, but it was so sad. You know, rewatching like what A Bug's Life. Like, crazy, like. Yeah, then what? Stuff that I didn't get to watch. Cars. Watching Cars 3. Oh my god, the drama. Cars 2. I really like Cars 2. I won't deny. I know people thought of it as like the Mater show, but like, I really enjoyed it. It's a spy action thriller, like, what's not to like, you know? What else was there? What else did we watch? Toy Story. Toy Story had me crying so much. Ooh, the newer Pixar movies as well. Watch Coco, Soul, Onwards. I won't deny, I didn't like Soul that much. I mean, I thought it was good and everything. It just felt like, I don't know. It felt a bit flat for me. Like, in terms of character growth, I would say that 22 had a lot of growth. But for the main man himself, well, I can't remember his name, Joe? Was it Joe? I think it was Joe. Like, I don't know. It kind of felt a bit like, eh? Doesn't, like, he says he loves jazz, you know? Like, he found a spark in, like, you know, in music, and he loves jazz so much. And yet, like, when, like, his student came to, like, his apartment and told him that, like, you know, she was gonna quit, like, he was just like, okay, whatever, you know, he doesn't really give a shit. So, it's kind of like, you're likable, but you're also, like, not. Like, you're just, like, so selfish. I don't know. I didn't really like Joe as a protagonist, so. Oh, yeah, Onward was pretty good. I really like the fact that we never actually get to see the dad, you know, and like everything was like seen through like Ian's perspective. Like, even at the end, like, you know, we're with him and we're watching with him as we see like Barley and like his dad like reconcile. Well, like, not exactly reconcile, but more of just like, you know, like get to see each other again. And I love that Ian is not someone who's just like shit at everything, but rather that like all of his, you know, fears are really just in his head. And it kind of like gives you like the feeling of just like, you know, at the end of the day, like your fears are just your own fears, you know, and you have to overcome them yourself. You know, you actually have the potential to do like great things. You have the potential to do things in general, you know. And that kind of like sibling love that was like portrayed is just like, wow, you know. I wish I kind of had that with my sister. Well, I guess it'll take some time. It's not as if, like, you know, we've been super close like since like the beginning of time, so. Ooh, and Coco was so good. How could I fucking forget? We watched it like twice. Like, what the fuck? It was so good. Like, I didn't expect to like cry that much or be like so attached. I mean, like, you know, I had heard like, you know, on Twitter and everything that it was like really good. So I would say that like my expectations were a little bit higher. In that sense. But it was just like so colorful and so pretty and like heartwarming, and the way some of like some of like the drama played out, like, was it a telenovela. Like, I was just like, ooh, I love it, you know? And nobody would say it like that. But it was just, like, so fun to watch. Yeah, Coco was good. Coco was really, really good. The only thing I didn't like was the fact that, like, Disney tried to trademark the holiday. Was it Day of the Dead? Right? I think it's... What's it called? Day of the Dead, right? Day... Yeah, Day of the Dead. Just making sure, just making sure. I say, oh my god, I'm gonna fucking butcher it. Dia de los Muertos, right? I can't. Look, every time I hear it, I can say it. But then, like, the moment you tell me to, like, you know, say it outside of it, I'm just like, eh? I think it was nice to learn so much about, like, a culture. Well, I wouldn't say we learned a lot about a culture within that movie, but, like, you know, it's nice to gain, like, an insight into, like, how people celebrate, like, such a day. I mean, like, you know, like, I have my own traditions with my own family as Chinese people, so, you know, it's nice to see that, you know, some things do overlap. No, I guess for us, like, you know, we have, like, a whole month, like, Hungry Ghost Month. Yeah. Or, they only have a day. Which is kind of sad, honestly. But I guess that only, like, what increases the importance and, like, significance of that there. So, yeah. Deep talks, man. Deep talks. But yeah, I really enjoy watching, like, these Pixar movies now. Because I'm older, you know? And, like, can, like, what, appreciate them more? So, yeah. Thank you for watching them with me. I really appreciate it. It's time you knew. I kind of just want to lie here for a bit, you know? Listening to the music. I love you. I don't know. I just wanted to say it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm the cheesy one now. Whatever. I'm glad that, like, you know, you're here with me to kind of, like, get through this entire thing. I think I would have gone a little bit crazy if I was just alone. But yeah, I love you. Oh.